Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley about a student loan bill and his relationship with retiring Senator Tom Harkin. You recently introduced a student loan act. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah. $1.2 trillion of student debt. A lot of default. A lot of people behind in payment. The idea here is to make the federal government, under federal law, more of a lender like banks would be. Because you know what the federal government does in lending to students, they don't even sort out, do you have the ability to repay? That's the first thing the bank would do. And so, you know, the federal government is a little bit guilty of predatory lending that you banks would be punished for. It would have in my bill certain requirements of counseling before a student gets a loan, not just the first year, but every year. It would have the establishment and an understanding between the borrower and the university, with the university using its position to educate the borrower, the proposed student, ahead of time before they get into too much trouble. What are you going to major in? What's going to be the projected salary when you get out of college for that particular job? What's the debt then to the income of that student? So do you have the ability to pay it off? Another thing is present law requires the university to tell the student the maximum amount of money that you can loan. Universities would be instructed to implore the student not to borrow more money than what they need, not just the maximum that the government will allow, so they don't get into debt beyond what they actually need to get a university degree. Then I guess the last thing I would say is that we've seen some success from Grandview University, Des Moines, and the University of Northern Iowa, where there's more counseling going on. You've actually seen student debt go down.
And have you heard much from your fellow senators as far as support goes?
No, but I believe that there would be a lot of support for it. For instance, I've been working with Senator Franken on another piece of legislation to help students be more educated about the cost of education. It's really directed towards the colleges and universities, that they have a uniform paper that they give to the student with a bottom line that if it costs X number of dollars to go to College A and X number of dollars to go to College B, that the bottom line of each letter gives you information like comparing apples with apples. Instead of now, you compare apples with oranges.
All right. And speaking of fellow senators, would you have any comments regarding your relationship with Senator Harkin, who will be leaving the Senate, this being his last term?
Well, we've had a very good relationship, and I know that people, when he's a Democrat and a liberal and I'm a Republican and a conservative, probably nobody wants to believe that you could have a good relationship. We accept each other's different political views on national issues, and he talks to me occasionally, and I talk to him occasionally about those national issues, but we kind of represent our people the way we think it's best for the country. When it comes to agriculture and things related just to Iowa, then we have a very close working relationship and communicate a lot, probably communicate a lot through our staffs as well as us, as we do individually. Then another perfect example of the cooperation that I'm talking about would be when we have a Republican president, I get to recommend judges, U.S. attorneys, and marshals to the president to appoint. When we have a Democrat president, then Harkin gets to recommend judges, U.S. attorneys, and marshals for appointment by the president. And then those have to be confirmed by the United States Senate. When we have a Republican president, he's respected my views backed my candidate, and when we had a Democrat president, the people he selected were people that were satisfactory to me, and I backed his nominees.
And do you hope to have a similar working relationship with whoever wins the race in November?
I'm going to try my darndest to have it be exactly like we have between Senator Harkin and Senator Grassley. If we have a Republican successor to Senator Harkin, then I would expect on national issues we would be much closer. If there's a Senator Braley, then I would guess that we would have differences of opinion on national issues, but on things related to Iowa, I think we could work together.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I'm going to be down in your section of the state over the 4th of July recess. Our schedule will be coming out shortly, and I hope people, whatever county they live in, that they'll come to the town meetings that we announced down there.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senator Chuck Grassley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.